You know, the coronavirus thing, everybody's like, well, it's a man-made thing. It might be, but it doesn't mean it's not the judgment of God.
Yeah, that's right.
So the judgment of God, you know, people, some atheist was talking smack, and he's like, everybody on the National Day of Prayer got up and prayed to God that the coronavirus was going to be gone. And guess what? Your God didn't answer your prayer. I'm like, well, first of all, the people that gather for that National Day of Prayer, it's an ecumenical movement. God's not okay with that. A bunch of Catholics and, you know, people wear their collars backwards getting together to pray. A bunch of heretics and false prophets. I'm not saying everybody that is involved in it is. But hey, you know what? God has three answers. It could be wait, it could be yes, and it could be no. And God has a reason why he didn't do that. So we didn't participate in the National Day of Prayer. But you know what? I pray that God's will be done. And if God's will is being done, and, you know, we have this pandemic going on, then that's what God wants to happen. So we just need to be prepared to hunker down, and maybe we won't be able to do greater works this year. See, one thing that the coronavirus and this year has taught me is that sometimes God's plans are different than our plans. And sometimes, you know, and I know God wants people to be saved. And we've gotten people saved this year. And I know God wants us to start new churches. You know, and I know God wants us to do these things, but, you know, sometimes there's a dearth in the land. And sometimes things don't go according to the way we plan them, because God is the one that is ultimately the planner that we got to check our calendars with, right?
Yep.